From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that a mysterious group calling itself American Opportunity is backing Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed $227 billion budget plan with TV and digital ads and mailers. But the group does not have to reveal its identity or who is providing the money because of the tax code for a 501c4 nonprofit group. No one from the group would go on record and identify the source of the funding, saying only, and I quote, American Opportunity is a 501c4 established to promote social welfare and policies, and it has registered in New York State as a grassroots lobbying entity. Our report in July will disclose contributions as required by state law, end quote. Hochul and the legislature need to pass a budget by April 1st. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger is the latest local official to call for more federal regulations of railroad companies. Metzger said, and I quote, there is the maintenance of the tracks, the trestles. They don't have enough maintenance staff, CSX, and they are really not doing the work they need to be doing, end quote. Metzger wants action from both Congress and the rail industry to avoid an accident in the Hudson Valley similar to the one in Ohio in February. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that New York's annual statewide ban prohibiting residential brush burning begins March 16th and continues through May 14th. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, this winter was warmer and drier than most, but regardless of the winter weather, we are always at a greater risk of wildfires in the spring. This ban helps protect our communities, natural resources, and the rangers and other firefighters who extinguish the fires. We're encouraging all New Yorkers to think about safety first before starting a potentially dangerous fire, end quote. Locally, the towns of Hunter, Jewett, Lexington, and Windham are designated, and I quote, fire towns, end quote, where open burning is prohibited year-round. Violators of the open burning regulation can get a minimum of $500 for the first offense. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Upstate Films is adding some shows with captioning at its Star Cinema in Rhinebeck and Orpheum Theater in Saugerties. Select screening each Thursday will feature open captions beginning March 16th. Upstate Films said of the new feature, and I quote, we hope to create more welcoming spaces for our friends who are deaf or hard of hearing, along with those learning to read or watching movies in their non-native language, end quote. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meeting, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.